other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm going to take your calls for the next 30 minutes or so. Tom, Billy, Lily, Mark, Jerry. We're going to continue when Bob Chapman with some economic updates comes in on the flu. I started the show with saying that Paul Watts is doing a big alert. Major British news has internal CDC documents, but I've already heard about this through the medical facilities, people we know in Houston, where they did the first trials a few weeks ago. It killed at least 25 people, and that's with the medical system covering it up. That is big news. The head of Health and Human Services, she needs to be asked at every press conference she gives about this. We need to force this issue out there with everybody. We're going to take your calls right now. Rand Paul's popping in for like 5 minutes coming up, but then we'll go back to your calls because he's having an event in Austin and they wanted to come on. We're glad to have him. Tom in Boston, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I was in Logan Airport the other day, and I was standing in line in the security checkpoint. There's a guy in front of me sneezing, and the airline people that work there, they get to cut in line in front of you. And it was funny, they were standing next to me, and they're making a comment saying, oh, we can't wait till there's proof that people have been vaccinated because we don't like standing in line, basically, with people sneezing. As I approached up to the woman, I went through the metal detector, and there was a woman standing there with two pieces of paper in her hand, and she said, put out your hands. And I said, why? She says, we're collecting random samples. And I said, of what? And she didn't have an answer. She said, just put out your hands.
See, this is huge news. I flew 2 days ago, 3 days ago, and then flew back yesterday, the day before. The point is, I flew this week. And at the Austin airport, they had signs about, we're doing stuff for the flu, you may be questioned. And I wondered what that was. And this is what Bill Clinton's executive order said. When you get a driver's license, they're going to take DNA and blood. That's now law, according to the U.S. Code and the executive orders. It's totally unconstitutional, but it's in my first film, America Destroyed by Design, made 12 years ago. And it's on the books. But you're telling me they're basically taking DNA. Where did this happen again?
Logan Airport, and again, it was pretty funny because when I started questioning the woman, she couldn't look me in the eyes, Alex. She stared right down to the ground. Now, granted, she was kind of a monkey, so she probably didn't really know what she was doing anyway, but I refused to do it, and they let me go. However, I turned back as I was putting my clothes back on after being violated, and sure enough, at least four or five people put their hands out, and they took DNA from their hands.
Sir, now, this is off the chart. Can you set up a camera of yourself and send it to us? We'll put it on YouTube, or you should tell the story on YouTube. More, in fact, guys, do a search on this. Samples being taken at airport TSA points. Now, I don't want to be too mean. I don't think we need these TSA checkpoints. It's unconstitutional. It's federal. It's to train you to be a slave. But in L.A. both times I've flown the last month, in Austin both times, the TSA guys are all fans coming up, getting autographs, shaking my hand, and saying they've gone to my events, watched my films. They're all nodding at me. They kind of halfway search people. So in L.A. both times and in Austin the last two times, that's four times I've flown, you know, flying there, flying back, flying there, flying back, two trips, both times they're fans. I had LAPD cops, after I went to the checkpoint, go, hi, Alex, and smile at me. I mean, the checkpoint guys are fans. The cops are fans. It's incredible. I mean, so they all know it's a load of... Look, I'm telling you, man, this country is on the edge of revolution. I'm just little old Alex Jones, and all these people are waking up. It's incredible. So, I mean, So I don't want to just sit here and say, I mean, a lot of these are just poor people that want a job. And it's a good thing you said no. A lot of people say no to the body scanners because they know what they are, and they let you go. And I've been in airports that have them. You're not putting me in one. I mean, I'll let them arrest me and take me to court because I am not going to have them with a naked image of my body. They already have cameras that do it from a distance anyways, but it's making you submit to them. Stay there.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The caller is holding Tom in Boston, went through Boston Logan, where they even have passive brain scan MRIs in Logan. In fact, people won't believe me. Google for folks, brain scanners at airports. You'll be CBS News. Now they put you through these body scanners, and first time I've heard they're taking samples for flu when you're there. I knew they were testing people that looked like they were sick, which then sets this medical mafia up. And I was talking to Rand Paul, who's going to be in Austin tonight. He's down in Lake Charles right now. He's going to be here at 6 o'clock tonight for a speech and event. I wish I could be there, but I can't. But my folks will be there. Hope everybody goes. The money bomb was a huge success yesterday. You can still give to it. And I wanted to have him pop in about that. But first, since we were talking during the break, Rand Paul, Dr. Rand Paul, son of Ron Paul, running for the Senate in Kentucky, you've already raised more money than your competition. We're going to get to that, but first, your take on this airport situation where they're training us how to be good little slaves.
I think we need to stand up to authority, and there have to be some among us who are willing to take a stand to stop the system, challenge it in court, and really be vocal about it. You know, it was really great when one of my dad's campaign staff, that Steve Bearfeld, stood up and said, look, I'm just carrying money through the screener. I don't have to tell you where the money came from. And they harassed him. He recorded it. But ultimately, they backed down when he challenged them.
Yes. And then by him standing up, it totally blew up in the establishment's face.
Right, and that was right on the heels of all that targeting of Ron Paul and freedom lovers in Missouri, and he was coming through that Missouri airport, so I think that really did backfire on him. And I think the whole idea of political profiling, that in our country your political thought process is going to make you a target for the government, is a scary concept.
Absolutely. We got that MIAC report and broke it. We also broke the DHS report, and people for the first week didn't believe it was real because it was so shocking to not just demonize your dad, but even Bob Barr. I mean, Bob Barr's an okay guy, but he's pretty milquetoast.
Well, and actually going after all kinds of folks, going after people who believe in gun rights. I mean, everybody was sort of lumped in there, and it's amazing. The strangest bit of all is you got to watch out for those people who believe in the Constitution as being some evildoers.
Yeah, absolutely. But just so many questions, but I don't want to keep you too long because I know you're busy. Specifically, tell us about the money bomb yesterday and what it's raised. It's continuing. Money is still pouring in.
Well, we set a record yesterday for online fundraising in Kentucky. No one has ever raised this money in one day online. We raised about $440,000 in one day online, and probably with the carryover effect today, we may get close to $500,000 in a two-day period. And this does make us competitive with the establishment candidate. And we also had great news last week that there's a poll that shows us dead even with the Democrat and only a few points behind the Republican.
Well, I want to be honest with people out there. During the campaign, your dad's biggest reason for not wanting to run when people were pressuring him to do it was that he said, look, if I don't win, people will be disappointed. I can be a congressman. I can continue to introduce bills. But then I and many others made the point, and he's even given me credit, which I'm honored by, saying I pressured him, other people pressured him, and said, look, you got to do this because you're going to get the word out. You're going to inject real issues into the debate, and then as everything you talk about comes true down the road, that's going to really build the liberty movement. And as your father has said, Congressman Ron Paul, this has blown up hundreds of times bigger than he ever imagined. But I did envision it. I understood what was there at grassroots and the move to audit the Fed and what was happening. And I also told my listeners, I said, look, he probably won't win, but you've got to fight as hard as you can as if he could, because we do win in getting the word out. And it's not going to be a loss if you give to these money bombs and then he doesn't win, because it's educating people. And now the biggest movement on colleges is now liberty movement, freedom movement, anti-globalist, anti-Fed. We're shifting the whole paradigm right now. And so you've actually got a chance to win, a lot better chance than your dad did, his first big run for president as a Republican. I know he ran as a Libertarian before that in the 70s and so, or the 80s. So you have got a huge chance to win, especially since the other fellow, the incumbent, isn't running. I know you know that, Rand. I just want to make sure listeners know that if we don't put our money on the line and our energy on our line and our voices on the line and our treasure on the line, we don't have a hope in hell here. We have got to get behind you.
And the other thing about it is we couldn't do it. I couldn't be anywhere near where I am now without the Patriot movement that supported my dad. And without that movement, we couldn't do this. But you're right. We can take it to another level, and we can win this race this time. And if people will go look at our website, randpaul2010.com, you'll see how big that money bomb was yesterday, and hopefully people get it excited and keep it going.
Absolutely. And I like Peter Schiff, but I really like you, and especially the name Paul, plus you're a smart, intelligent, have basically the same views, constitutional views as your father. It's now at $683,000, $683,835. A lot of mails coming in. We need to make sure this is a million by the end of the day, or at least by the end of the weekend. I mean, come on, folks. Peter Schiff, raised $870,000-something. And that's great. We supported that. But Rand Paul, I mean, he's got a real super shot here. He needs to raise more money than Peter Schiff. I mean, I think that's another challenge out there.
I think Peter Schiff is also a great candidate. I've met him a couple of times. And I think we have two good chances, really, at least there, as well as we've got a lot of other Liberty candidates out there who have a shot. So I say, yes, let's keep the movement going. Let's stoke the fire, stoke the flame. But we've got a lot of movement going on, and this is going to now give us the chance to really begin a full-fledged campaign. And we've got them scared. You can see it in their eyes. When I used to see them at these picnics, I'd see overconfidence, this sort of imperiousness that they were going to win with no race at all. And now I see that they're worried. I see crowds congregating on our side. When we have volunteers show up at a picnic, we've got as many or more than the other guy every time now.
I think it was Julius Caesar said there is a tide in the fortunes of men when taken at the flood leads on to fortune. I would just change that and say there is a tide in the affairs of men when taken at the flood leads on to liberty and freedom for future generations. And we have the giant Tea Party movement. We have this bipartisan movement against the globalists, against the foreign banks. People are now identifying that both political parties are by and large controlled by offshore corporations. And if we can get you in the Senate and have you with that bully pulpit in there blowing the whistle, and I believe you won't be compromised. I believe you'll be 100% faithful like your father. Then it'll just be amazing to have two polls in the Congress as a wedge to blast open the gates for more candidates. Because as people learn that we can have victory, as they learn that the New World Order isn't as invincible as they have portrayed themselves, as the aura of invincibility and imperial hubris of the Federal Reserve now evaporates, the people smell blood, and it is contagious. So I can't stress enough how important this race for the Kentucky Senate is. A senator is really a national position. Obviously, you'll be representing Kentucky, but it deals with national issues. Can you comment along that line, sir?
Well, what I'd say is that you're right. The amazing thing is, you know, we've had our small remnant that's been growing through the years, the freedom movement, the liberty-loving movement, the limited government crowd. But I sense it getting bigger and bigger because when I see patients who come into my office who are not part of our movement, but they're just part of the general public, they sit down in the chair and they look at me and they say, I'm worried. There is an unease. There is a discontent that is growing among the people, and it's not just our small movement anymore. It's spreading throughout the public, and it's going to be something big, and if we tap into it, we have a chance to really take back our country.
Amazing. Tell folks where you're speaking tonight in Austin and how folks can go.
Well, I'll be in Austin. It's at a private home, but you can come and you can RSVP if you'll just get on our website, randpaul2010.com, and there's an Austin fundraiser this evening. It's not that expensive. I think it's $25 per person, and you can RSVP just by getting on the website, and we're happy to have you.
Well, that's amazing. And then you're going to be in other parts of the country now. Folks can find out more at randpaul2010.com.
That's right.
All right. Well, we really appreciate you running for the Senate. I know you're taking on a lot. I know it was a big family decision. You know, folks, it's a lot to ask these people to run. It was a lot to ask his father to run. I mean, you get a lot of heat, a lot of attacks, a lot of work. I would imagine deep down it'd be easier just to stay there in your medical practice and spend time with the family. But you know you're doing this for your family's future.
Yeah, and I think we really don't have a lot of time. I mean, I think the deficit has become so large. They've printed so much money. There's been such an expansion of credit that I fear that if there's a destruction of the currency, that during that chaos is when really bad things can happen. You know, that's what happened when we got Hitler in Germany, was during the destruction of the currency. And if we have a really catastrophic or a panic in the currency here, we need to have people in place in office who will be talking about protecting us, following the rule of law, the Constitution, and not saying, give me more power. If I only had more power against these evil people, if we put these people in prison, you know, we can make you safe again. You know, all that security, we just need more security. And if you get some kind of strong leader like that, then it's all over for the Republic.
Dr. Rand Paul, son of Ron Paul, running for the U.S. Senate out of Kentucky. You drafted him. He's doing it. Now put your money and your time and energy where your mouth is. We win hands down because resistance is victory. Doctor, let me say bye to you during the break. We're going to let you go. We're going to come back and take your calls on the flu hype straight ahead. Stay with us.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 21st, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $948. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $975.12, $487.56 for the half ounce, or $243.78 for the quarter ounce. That's $975.12, $487.56, and $243.78.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
EJC.com would like to offer all listeners the Big Seed Deal. This amazing deal contains 35 different varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family healthy vegetables for years to come. These seeds contain no GMO and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, broccoli, cucumbers, peppers, onions, cabbage, lettuce, pumpkins, spinach, peas, wheatgrass, and much more. And the best part? You will receive almost 6,000 seeds that you can save and replant each season for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. And in this economy, saving money is always welcome, especially when it comes to our food supply. Order now and these seeds will be shipped to you absolutely free. To learn more and to place your order, visit EJSeed.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. EJSeed.com. Order now.
I know I haven't even gone to these calls yet. Tom, Bill, Lizzie, Mark, Jerry. We're getting to you in this segment the next, even though Chapman's coming up. We just keep jam-packing the show with all these guests. Tom, finishing up, please write a blurb up with the description of what happened to you where. Send it to writers at InfoWars.com. I'll get one of my writers to put it into an article because We were doing searches. Did you guys find anything about them taking DNA at the airports? I don't think so. So that's big news. I believe you. We need to follow up on that tip. Anything else, Tom?
Yeah, I couldn't find anything when I got home and Googled it, and that's why I'm calling you just to see if you had heard anything. Now, just my luck, the personnel, the airline personnel that cut in line, actually were the stewardess and steward on my plane, so I was the topic of conversation. Several times they'd walk by, oh, there's the guy who refused the test. And so I pulled this stewardess over, and I said, well, but wait a minute. She couldn't even explain to me what the test was. Why would I submit to something that I don't even know what she's doing or what it's for? And they said, well, it's for the good of everybody. You should have just done it.
Well, I got to say this. Even worse than the TSA are the stewardesses, the flight attendants. Some of them are real nice. Some of them are fans. I've run into them on flights to England, flights to New York. But a lot of them are on Nazi power trips. And they love bullying people around. And, I mean, you know, it's just, again, the airport is being used to train us for everything. Write it up in a two-paragraph, three-paragraph blurb, or longer if you want. Send it to us. God bless you. We're going to try to track that down, Tom.
Thank you for your help, sir. Have a great day.
Thank you. Well, just amazing right there. Bill in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, Alex, how are you doing today?
Good, my friend.
Okay. I'm a county supervisor here in Wisconsin. One of the committee assignments that I was given when I was elected a few years back was for the county health board. And as a believer in alternative medicine, I've been very, perplexed and alarmed by the things that I've seen over the years. I've come to the conclusion that Lan Horowitz and all of his information that public health is a genocide program is correct. Now, yesterday we had a pandemic meeting, and I've been going to all of these meetings. This was held at, one of the local prisons for juvenile youth, and we were up getting an update on what their plans were. But at every one of these meetings, I bring out information that you've had or Dr. Tenpenny or the Crusader out of Florida. I bring it up at the meetings, and I get it right in their face.
Did you hear Dr. Blaylock, brain surgeon, talking about how it's killing people and how there's no doubt that it's just absolutely horrible?
Well, I didn't hear that. I'm going to have a friend archive that for me. I understand. Yesterday I brought out about the Guillain-Barré syndrome and so forth, and I kept hitting that the World Health Organization is going to make this thing a mandatory. And no. Everything's voluntary. But the local fire chief from the city closest by made the statement, that he would have great problems with any kind of mandatory vaccination, and that he and his group of firefighters would go into litigation. So I thought this was a very encouraging sign. I cannot emphasize enough that as I talk about building the immune system and doing things on a natural basis to prepare yourself for whatever might be coming, they don't want to hear that at all. All they're concerned with here are these shots or the Tamiflu, and you bring up all the negatives about it, and it's just off their heads. So,
yeah, they just idiotically want to take a vaccine. You ought to print off the Sunday Mail and all these other newspapers where it's killing people.
Right. Well, I did give them that information, and in past meetings, I had all the Baxter information. So that
and they still don't care. They still think it's wonderful.
Well, there are people there listening, and occasionally someone will pipe up and say, well, I agree with that gentleman.
All right, Bill, always good to hear from you. County Commissioner.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Cloak and dagger job I have, and I'm just out in the open, a good guy trying to tell the truth. I got to look out for everything. I got to calculate what people are doing. I've got to. Yeah, I'm not whining. It's just one hell of a responsibility. People talk about how they're bored. I'm the opposite. I got too much stimulus, too much crazy stuff. I'm getting to the point where, oh boy, I'm getting tailed again, or you know, Fed's coming up to me doing stuff. It's just ongoing insanity. And I catch myself where nothing even affects me anymore. Like, horrible things can be done to me. I don't even care anymore. And you'd think I'd want to be to that point of not caring, but it's like I've almost lost part of myself because I'm not even worried about being killed. I'm not even worried about being falsely imprisoned. I'm not even worried about, all I'm worried about is other people. And it's not like I'm some saint. I care about my innocent children. That's the only thing. I look at how sweet and innocent they are and other people's children, and I wonder how they grow into these evil adults that do all this bad crap. And none of us are perfect, but just the level of duplicity and envy and lying and everything else in society, and then how good people sit there and take it, and then all the positive things that are happening, the great leaps and bounds we're making, it's just all on overdrive. I'm going to go to Lily, Mark, Jerry, Jeff, and others, all on flu issues, and I want to get Bob Chapman's take on that and some financial stuff. But, Bob, you've been fighting the globalists since the early 1960s or even earlier, and you've worked and dealt with all of this. Have you ever gotten to the point where you start getting almost numb to things and then it freaks you out, or is it different for you?
Well, I think it's in part your personality, and I came to the conclusion that I could accept a lot of things that most other people couldn't. And so I really didn't have a hard time with it. It was, I think, because I approached it intellectually. And, of course, and I was on the street as well as a pamphleteer and all that sort of thing. But I'm just different, and I just keep on going. I won't stop. You know, I meet people who knew me as a child and chummed around with me, and they say, "Oh, well, we always knew that you were going to be something important because you never gave up."
Well, absolutely. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying that I have this nothing but a passion to fight the globalist that's all-consuming to the point of I don't even care at all about people lying about me or attacking me anymore. And it's almost like a blindness or something. It's like all these other understandings I have expanded. I don't know how to describe it. It's just really weird.
I know how I would describe it. You're accepting the fact that the enemy is always after you, and you're always exposing what they're doing, and you don't care. You don't care what they think. I don't care what they think. You just keep on plowing ahead.
It's just weird, Bob, to truly become fearless. It's almost like I liked having a little fear. It's like I've lost something. I don't, but I guess you would say it's gaining something.
Oh, yes, because we've risen above them, and we're really giving them a bad time, and they deserve it. They're evil people, and we have the ability to do so, so we're going to do it.
Well, speaking of waking up, I mean, every week we talk, the Liberty Movement is just exploding and exploding. National news, local news is calling for my arrest. Freedom of hate speech is the headline for just putting up Obama posters that say Infowars.com. I mean, the fact that we can shake these tyrants up so quickly really shows how weak they are. They wouldn't be upset by this if they weren't weak and if they weren't scared of the people rising up and kicking their butts.
And I told you that over and over again for the last several months, and we're right. They're wrong, and we're getting to them. You got to remember, these broadcasts go all over the world. I mean, I talk to people on the Internet in Paris and London and all over the place. And, you know, we're doing a magnificent job of reaching the world. And these guys in the Council on Foreign Relations and the Royal Institute, they got to be banging their heads against the wall. How can we get rid of these people without killing them?
All right. I want to go to some flu calls so you can comment on what they're saying. Bob, they're now backing off partially, at least some reports saying they may not try to vaccinate the entire population now, but they are going to try to force it on school kids and other people. Then mainstream news in Europe, here's one of the articles, swine flu jab linked to killer nerve disease. Leaked letter reveals concern over neurologists, over 25 deaths in America, mainly in Texas, just since they started trials. What, Bob, what are your ideas to get this out in U.S. media? I mean, the head of Health and Human Services should be asked this every time she's in a press conference. This should be top news story that they're getting ready to inoculate 100+ million people with something that's killing a large percentage of those that take it, and the CDC knows it and is covering it up. Your take on that and how we get the word out.
Well, first of all, they have to be doing something besides giving swine flu shots. There's got to be something else in there. They never do things in a unilateral manner. They always have more than one goal, usually several goals, when they take a program like this and push it forward. And the worst thing that can happen is that they give it to the children. And the worst thing of all, my daughter's a teacher, and she's got three children. And she's not going to allow them to give this shot to them. And I said, well, if you do that, they may put you in an internment camp. She said, I don't care. She's not going to get it.
Well, I think it's because of that attitude that they're probably not going to get away with this. I already see some signs they're pulling back, but I don't want to say that too clearly because they may give us a curveball, try something else. They appear to be going full steam ahead, but I'm seeing such an awakening that we have a very good chance of stopping them. I mean, I want to be honest with people, but at the same time, then not have folks stand down and not get involved. If we go absolutely wild and post posters everywhere and say, don't take the flu shot and get involved, then they will be forced to back off and then not try it again in a few years if our response is big enough against them. But if we don't stand up and say no, they may go all the way to the wall with us with it, with the sterilants or whatever's in it. They've been caught before. Or they may stop now and try it a year from now. What do you say to that, Bob?
I say that we could do it. And you've got the medium to do it. I have a minor part of that. But we've got to keep on hammering. You see my health section. It's never been so big. I've got 20 links in the health section from all over the world explaining how these shots are dangerous and they could very well kill you. We've got people in Europe who are spreading the information everywhere. And especially in Europe, the La Roche people are spreading the word that, you know, don't take the shots. And so, yes, word of mouth, everything that we can do. And I think you're right about the chinks in their armor. I think that they're in trouble with this one. And I'll tell you why. Because they're in trouble. We got a Rasmussen poll, a 44 approval rating on the president. I think the Congress has a 12 rating.
Yeah, I forgot to go over that. Guys, will you pull up the Rasmussen, is a 44 or 43? I saw that this morning and forgot to print it. What's the number?
Well, I didn't see this morning's.
Well, I saw the article this morning. When did that come out?
I don't know.
I saw the Rasmussen. I think it was 44 or 43. Just Google president's approval now at 44 or 43. It should bring it up. But, yeah, I mean, he's losing a couple points a week, Bob.
Well, this is a syndrome. Incidentally, I predicted 40 by September, October in January. So it was right.
I remember that.
This one. But he's got this medical plan, and I'm sure that they'll have some crummy medical plan passed, but most of the stuff that people are complaining about won't be in there. And I think that this has really rattled them. And it has cast a pall over the Democrats because if I had to guess, 70 to 80% of the people don't want this medical plan, no matter what's in it. And then you have cap and trade, which is having trouble in the Senate. You get these terrible ratings. You get the dollar going down, which is going to affect people, even though they don't know it yet. And I think also, besides not making the shots mandatory, if we can push them into that corner, then they won't do other things for at least a while, like false flag operations or a bank holiday and things like that.
And by the way, they're on record saying they're getting ready under level 6 WHO pandemic for forced inoculations, lockdowns of cities. But now we have the Governors Association, and we're going to calls, the Governors Association writing letters saying we don't want federal troops. The Pentagon's calling for 400,000 now on the streets of America, asking for permission from Congress, showing men who the real boss is. We now have Congressman Paul, Congressman Brown, former Congressman Army, saying they may use martial law, the flu-generated martial law, as a pretext to ram through Obama's agenda. What have I been saying since April? That I see that in the fall, them trying to get the cap and trade and the gun grab and the cybersecurity and all of it, the hate crime, all through in the fall with the flu. So even if they don't get forced inoculation, the fear-mongering and the hype over that, just like anthrax attacks they staged were used to get Patriot Act, I see everything coming down to the wire in October, November, December. So people better be ready, because Obama is cratering. He's cratering faster than they thought. Remember, Biden said they knew he'd crater in the first year. So this is it, folks. This is game, make it or break it time. This is sudden death over time. We need everybody 110% to get juiced up psychologically and intellectually and go absolutely wild. We need everybody to go ape right now, screaming, yelling, getting the word out, letting the establishment know we see them and we see the terrorists and murderers and criminals they are. Let's take a call. Lily in Arizona, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Bob. It's an honor to be with you on the show. I have a few points about this flu hype, and I grew up in Eastern Europe under communism, and coming from that background, I can see a lot of things that are coming together with what they're trying to do with the people. And just like you said, I've been listening to your show for a while, and I realize what a lie they're trying to push on people. I mean, nothing but lies. And I don't understand how people cannot see right through the lies. Because growing up, we grew up not trusting the government. That was, your life depended on that. You know, one out of three people were informants, so you really did not know who you're talking to. So you had to keep to yourself. That's what they're trying to do, to stifle the First Amendment. If they succeed in doing that, this country is going down the tubes, and I would hate to see this happen. And I wonder myself, and I ask myself, and my husband, how did America get to this point? And why? People are taking their liberties for granted. And they're not thinking. One point that I want to make, and I want people to think about it, why would Kathleen Sebelius give vaccine makers immunity if there's nothing wrong with those vaccines? Why? Why? People don't ask that question. You know?
Well, and Lily, you know, most people didn't grow up in Eastern Europe under what we're going into. That's why. Why did smallpox kill Native Americans but it wouldn't kill the Anglos? Because the natives had never been exposed to it. Just like we've never been exposed to real hardcore tyranny. So the average dumbo doesn't know that because they've never come up against it. Those of us that haven't lived under tyranny but studied history, we know what it looks like. You've lived under it. You know what it looks like. Bob fought it when he was fighting the communists. He knows what it looks like. And that's what's so sad about these yuppies that giggle and laugh and think it's all funny. They don't know that this is hardcore classical tyranny that's coming down on us. Bob, and then another comment from Lily. Bob comments on what Lily was saying.
Well, I think she's absolutely right. People haven't experienced it. And America has never collectively really had a bad day in their life. I know we've had wars in Vietnam and you know, for the living, most of the people from World War II are gone. And we had the war in Korea, and now we've got these actions in the Middle East. But besides that, most people didn't get involved, and they don't know what bad is. I mean, they just go to their job and have their families and so on and so forth. And they believe the government will fix it. They believe this propaganda. And so we have to reach them so they hear the other side of the story, the truth. And that's our job.
And what Lily said is so key. I said it in long form earlier, but she, just like a laser beam, said, if they get you to only study yourself, if they get you afraid and chilled to pull in your antennas and not be involved, they win. The minute, that's why they're out saying, you don't like the president, you don't want to turn your guns in, racist. You don't like.
That's wrong.
Well, that's what the Soviets did. I mean, explain that to people. If we've got to speak up now or it's over.
Yes. I remember my grandfather telling me he lived in the 40s and the 50s when the communists took power. And he said that they came and took everything from the people and got rid of the ones that were vocal. The ones that fought against them, put them in jail, killed them. They disappeared forever. They took everything. My grandfather told me they took their animals, the cattle, the plows, everything. They left them destitute. And it's... people don't hear, don't understand it. I'm looking at people and I said, how can you not see what's coming? How can you not see how everything, it's like a puzzle. They're putting the pieces into place. The good of everybody, that was the favorite phrase of the communists. That's all you heard, for the good, for the common good. Who's good?
Well, I want to have you have a minute or so, Lily, on the other side to finish up. We're going to go to Mark, Jerry, Jeff, Lou, and others. We're going to hold Bob over a little bit in the next hour. If he can do it, have him up for a full hour next week. We had Rand Paul could only pop in earlier when Bob is normally on with us, so we apologize to Bob. But he's so busy, I'm sure he's happy to be on with an abbreviated show. Stay with us.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Got a caller, Jeff in South Dakota, said he had problems holding up Obama posters. Police people come after him. We're going to talk to him in a moment. I want to talk to Mark and Jerry and Lou and everybody. We got this segment and the next. And I want to let Lily in Arizona finish up what she's saying and maybe call in again sometime and tell more stories about Eastern Europe and the communists. But I do need to thank the sponsors today. I haven't gotten to that. It's my books, my videos, the Obama T-shirts, All the stuff we sell at InfoWars.com is how we fund this operation, and it's not cheap. Plus, it's great materials we have, so please go and support us at InfoWars.com or call toll-free to get the books and videos and T-shirts, 888-253-3139. We have Come and Take It T-shirts. We have Minuteman T-shirts, the Gadsden Flag, Don't Tread on Me T-shirts, InfoWars.com, the shopping cart. Check it out. And we also have a lot of great sponsors like New Silver Solution. People all over the world are discovering the benefits of supernatural silver. That's the name of the product. Super Nano Silver is what it is. This powerful new nanotechnology is a natural antibiotic and preventative against infections, germs, and disease. Silver is one of the oldest natural antibiotics and is non-toxic. And it goes on to say that it's great for daily prevention. We've had a lot of medical doctors on that recommend these Super Nano Silvers. SupernaturalSilver.com. Go to their website. Find out more about this amazing new technology in colloidal silver. SupernaturalSilver.com. They got a whole line of great products at SupernaturalSilver.com. Okay, we got Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com with us. And we're going back to Lily. Lily, anything else you want to add? You were talking about your grandfather. You were talking about, well, that's why I held you over, about how they always say, it's for everyone, it's for the children, it's for the greater good. Finish up with that thought.
Well, the only good was for the ones, for the dogs at the top, because they had everything and everybody else was starving. That's the good of everyone, the everyone at the top, that is, which is probably, what, the 1%, 0.5%? You know, you never know, but the corruption that went on while the whole country was starving, and it started with putting fear in people to speak their mind, because they arrested those that were vocal in the beginning, and it had a chilling effect on everybody, and everybody withdrew within, and they did not. They were afraid to speak out. I think there's a great movie that was made in Germany a couple of years ago. It's called The Lives of Others. It's in German with English subtitle. I think everyone should watch that movie. It's a perfect description of what life behind a curtain was.
Well, did you hear the callers? The particular fellow that they're wanting to indict, saying that Obama supporters would run up and take photos and say, I'm reporting you, and that Obama told people, report on your neighbors if they criticize me. I mean, he really is a very, very wicked person.
People are so stupid, because what they do not understand is that you report someone today, your turn is coming back next tomorrow, because they're going to turn against you. If there is no loyalty. So people need to understand that and band together. People should work together, not against each other, because the enemy is not the people, and people do not understand that. And
go ahead.
And I have a few words of caution for Christians. Christians better wake up and not wait for the rapture, because that's not going to happen before the trouble. They better wake up, because the same thing happened in China.
Where were you from in Eastern Europe?
Romania.
Romania, yeah. Well, God bless you. Call back in again, Lily. Good to hear from you in Arizona. Bob, I held her over because I just want people to hear that testimony. But, I mean, did you think you'd ever see an American president saying, rat on your neighbors if they criticize me?
The only place I heard of that was in communist countries or in Nazi Germany.
It's just incredible to see it happening and to know these big offshore banks are funding this fake communist system to steal all our wealth. Bob, stay there. Back in 1 minute. We're going to take a few more calls for you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.